Let's talk about Catholic Charities West Michigan, doing great things in our own backyard, hosting their Raising Hope dinner, answering the question, what hunger will you feed? Let's talk about this date to mark your calendar, this 29th of November, Frederick Meyer Gardens and more. Here we go. Bethany Stowe, Special Events Manager. Good morning to you, Bethany.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Barb Shaw.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Family Preservation?
Yes.
Yep. Director?
Yes, that's Family Preservation Director.
Interesting title. Interim CEO Chris Slater. Good morning to you, Chris, as well.
Good morning.
Yes. All right. Who wants to answer the question of the elevator pitch of Catholic Charities West Michigan? What are you all about once again?
I will take that. At Catholic Charities, we serve over 2,100 families in our preservation program. We serve over 300 children in foster care. And we have many other programs at Catholic Charities that deal with food insecurity, mental health services. And we accomplish this through 300 staff, 2,600 volunteers out of 11 offices.
Awesome. Special events in between, Bethany?
Yes. So we are hosting our Raising Hope dinner at the Frederick Meyer Gardens on November 29th. This year, we are taking time to celebrate our family preservation and support programs. So we're having some of our clients join us, and we're just telling the wonderful success stories that we have through Catholic Charities West Michigan.
Tell me more about family preservation, Barb.
Sure. We have nearly 30 family preservation programs at Catholic Charities, and these programs really work with families to promote positive change and provide education, support, link families with community resources to help them strengthen their family unit and then remain together as a family.
Nearly 30 family preservation and support programs.
Yes.
Right? Share one with me.
One program we have is our Families First program, and that is a strength-based program. It is a very intensive program. Its families are referred to us through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and we work with families to really set goals and eliminate risks of abuse and neglect to children so that they can remain with their families and their parents in their home.
Yes. Each family unique, each family special, and deserves the attention that that you give, Chris?
Absolutely. We're faced with many different challenges, some more complex than others. And we have 130 staff approximately in our family preservation programs that help deliver these services.
Yes, and here we are talking about the services, the presentation to raise funds and awareness certainly next. That's a Thursday night.
It's Wednesday,
November 29th is next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a fun night. Tell me about it.
Yep. So we are welcoming some of our biggest supporters. We're also hosting the Roger McNaughton Trio. So we'll have some fun music, some fun cocktails, enjoying the evening. We'll have Tom Rademacher as our MC for the evening, leading the charge. Mm-hmm. Also, as part of your ticket, you're welcome to enjoy the Christmas and Holiday Traditions Around the World exhibit, which is also a huge hit each year. So we really urge you to come and join us. We would love to have you as our guest.
Yes, and certainly back to, and whoever wants to answer the question, what hunger will you feed? Is this going to be, Chris, you want to allude to
that? Sure. So, yeah, no problem. Yeah. One thing that we're doing at this event is we are celebrating the success of a couple of our clients mm-hmm. that we have served, and they have the hunger for support in their family, right? We're dealing with different kinds of hunger, not just food, and that's what we're trying to spread this message that some people are hungering for shelter, security, and care. It's not just about hunger, and just trying to promote that and celebrate some success stories.
Oh, I was hoping to answer the question before I sneezed. Goodness gracious. Barb, tell me another program here. I mean, we have 30, right?
Sure, we have a lot of programs. Another program that we have is a Families Together Building Solutions Pathways to Potential program. And that program is a little bit more prevention in nature in that we work with families who maybe have issues with their kids in school, maybe truancy, just absences, barriers to school success. And so we're kind of reaching families before they get to a point of abuse or neglect or things like that. So we're really helping them to make changes and focusing on their strengths rather than any issues or problems in the home and building on those strengths. We also help those families work on budgeting, teaching parenting skills. It's a lot of education with the families and helping them to reduce any barriers they have to success in achieving their goals.
Yes. Again, the Raising Hope Dinner next Wednesday night, Frederick Meyer Gardens. Is this an annual event that you've been presenting?
It is an annual event, and each year we take time to celebrate a different one of our programs.
Nice. And Chris, remind me again, Catholic Charities West Michigan. Must I be Catholic to take advantage of your programming?
No, absolutely not. We serve all people, regardless of religious affiliation, and it is important to remember that.
Yes. What other events are held throughout the year?
Coming up in January, we'll have our Soups On for All event held at the Bob in downtown Grand Rapids. Just 2 short weeks later, we hold that same event on the lakeshore at Trillium Event Center called Soups On Along the Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. And then already in June, we have the date, June 21st. You can join us at Fifth Third Ballpark, mm-hmm. where our local diocesan priests take on local media celebrities such as yourself.
I'll be out of town that time next year, darn it. Oh, that was so much fun.
Yes, it's always a good time at the ballpark.
Last year. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think I still have that soup bowl from a couple years ago.
Yes, those are a huge hit for our Soups On events.
Big deal. Well, as we look at closing comments, share, Barb, your call to action.
Well, I think it's really important that we, focus on helping families throughout the whole spectrum. We work with families in a prevention nature. We work with families when they're in need and in crisis. And then we also work with families when they're doing well. We have a great success rate. Family preservation programs are incredibly important to keeping children out of foster care. And we've been very successful with that. And it's wonderful, like our Raising Hope event, to be able to listen to the success stories of the families and hear about all of the good things they are doing and the progress they've made.
Chris Slater?
Yeah, I encourage everyone to come out if they can make it. It's important for everyone to realize that it takes these fundraising events to be able to afford to provide a quality service. So that's why we want to share these stories with our donors the night of the event to show them where their dollars are going and that there is this outstanding outcome.
Awesome. Bethany Stowe, details then one more time for getting tickets for your Raising Hope event next Wednesday night.
Sure. Details are available on our website, ccwestmi.org, or you can email events@ccwestmi.org. Tickets are $150 each, and you can reserve them by visiting our website or by calling my number, which is also on the website as well.
Great. Thank you all, ccwestmi.org. It'll be a great affair. And yes, being able to take advantage of the Frederick Meyer Gardens, certainly their holiday traditions around the world exhibit, Christmas and holiday traditions, that's bigger bang for your buck, but all proceeds going to your good services. Thanks all. Take care. Catholic Charities West Michigan, Raising Hope event.